101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School, the second half of our basketball doubleheader. Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks with you here. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. We've got a very special group of folks helping to present this broadcast.
Yeah, our coverage of Mound City Invitational Basketball is brought to you by our premier sponsors, Hiawatha Implement and Mound City and Hiawatha, Shive Drainage in Oregon, Missouri, Shurag of Forest City, Missouri, Golden Triangle Energy down in Craig, Missouri, Northwest Ag Services right here in Mound City, and BTC Bank with locations in Oregon and throughout the state. And, of course, Yoakum Services here in Mound City supports their Mound City Panther basketball team.
And our presenting sponsor for our entire week of coverage here at the Mound City Tournament has been Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber for this live coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament, the 68th annual, I might add. And I have lost count, but I'm pretty sure here at Sunny 101.3 that this is our 28th broadcast of this tournament. So we've been here for the past nearly three decades covering these games, and what a fun time it's been. This is John and I always enjoy coming over here. A great place, great hospitality from the school, wonderful hospitality room here. The other night, you missed out, I had homemade potato soup with ham and cheese sandwiches on a cold, wintry night. It doesn't get any better than high school basketball here at Mound City. All right, enough about the soup and sandwiches. Let's take a look at the meat of the basketball game here. Starting lineup for tonight's contest. First of all, the Mound City Panthers. They're coached by Coach Ryan Osborne. They'll start Danica McDonald. McDonald is a 5'8 sophomore. Sayla Meadows. Meadows is 5'9 as a sophomore. Kaylee Messer. Messer is senior at 5'8. Peyton Farr. Farr, a 5'8 sophomore and a mighty fine ball handler, I might add. She does a good job with the basketball. And Maggie Osborne, Coach Ryan Osborne's daughter, she is a junior at 5'9", rounds out the starting five for the Mound City Panthers. Now look at the starters for the Bishop LeBlanc. They call themselves the Golden Eagles. They're coached by head coach David Lebel. They'll go with Gracie Wolf. Wolf is a sophomore. Katie Sago. Sago, a senior. Ryland Conard is a senior. Ella Frazee. Frazee, also a senior. And Kendall Cathcart, a senior. So, Dylan, we're looking at four seniors out here, or check that, five seniors out here on the starting lineup for Bishop LeBlanc. And I mentioned a lot of those names look familiar from last year. Most of these girls were starters a year ago, and now they're back for their senior season.
And it's an interesting makeup of the roster. Six seniors on the roster, one sophomore, and then four freshmen. So no juniors at all.
Wonder what happened to that class. They must have went and played volleyball, club volleyball or something. That's usually what happens on some of these schools. If you suddenly are missing a whole class, you find out that they've went off and joined club volleyball and decided to skip basketball altogether. We've seen that before. But we're a couple of minutes away from tipping it off here in the girls' third-place consolation game, so we're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more live coverage of the 68th Annual Mound City Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Shive Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Shive Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Shurag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer applications and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Shurag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're ready to go. The Mountain City Panthers, official LeBlanc Golden Eagles. In there for LeBlanc to jump it up will be Ryland Conard. We don't have any heights listed here, but she's a good 6 foot. Jumping in for Mountain City, Kaylee Messner. At 5'8", here's the tip. It'll be controlled by LeBlanc with the basketball. Ella Frazee is the point guard in the pink shoes. Lots of pink shoes out here. Into the corner. Underneath, they drive it. Driving layup up off. No good. Fight for the rebound. Conard put that up, and coming out of there with it is Osborne. On the dribble into forecourt. Give the ball up to Farr. Peyton Farr back to the right side. Here's a long three from the right corner put up by McDonald. It's off. No good. And the rebound to Ella Frazee. Down court quickly come the Golden Eagles. Stepping back for a step back three in the right corner won't go. And again, Osborne comes down with her second rebound of the night. Osborne into forecourt on the dribble. Maggie takes it one-on-one against the defender, Seiko. Now goes to the left wing, gives it to Peyton Farr. Peyton Farr again finds it into the corner. Down deep baseline, left side of the basket. Nothing there. They try to put it inside the paint, working it into Maggie Osborne. The ball is tipped away and stolen. Fast break back the other direction. Comes Gracie Wolf with the basketball. Wolf to the left elbow to Conard. Now from the top of the key, there's a three up and good by Ella Frazee. Frazee with the first bucket of the night. It's 3-0. Bishop LeBlanc. We've played just over a minute, 6:52 to go here in the first quarter. Peyton Farr on the dribble. Works to the left wing with the pass. Left side finds Meadows with the basketball. Back to the top of the key. Farr gets it back. Peyton Farr picks up her dribble, needs help. Somebody has to come and help her. She's in trouble out here. Gets rid of the ball, hands it once again inside. Turnaround jump shot is up and off by Maggie Osborne. Maggie had about a 12-footer from the right side of the lane. Missed everything. Into the corner. Back the other direction is Ella Frazee. Frazee feeds it into Conard. Her shot is up off the glass and good. I believe that was Conard, right?
No. That was going to be Katie.
Seiko, yes. I'm sorry. Seiko got that one to fall. Here comes Peyton Farr to set the offense. Left side, off to McDonald. Danica McDonald tosses it up top. Messer. Inside they come to Osborne. All over Osborne, a whistle and a foul. I'm pretty sure that's going to be Sago, but we'll see when they come and give us the signal.
That was indeed going to be on Katie Sago. That is her first of the game here for either team. Early goings of the first quarter.
Is it 6-0?
It is 5-0.
Yeah, it's 5-0. That was a two-point basket a minute ago. They've got the score wrong up on the scoreboard. All right, in traffic, Osborne, spin move around. Oh, and it sets on the rim and won't drop four. Maggie had a sure thing there. That ball sat on the rim. Fast break the other direction. Driving lay-in up and good, and that went quickly for Ella Frazee. Lays it in. We've got a timeout taken by Mountain City. 5:48 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank. City High School, 5:48 to play here in the third quarter. 7-0 our score. Bishop LeBlanc jumps out to an early lead. Panthers still looking for their first basket. The inbound pass, they toss it into Osborne. Hands right back to Peyton Farr. Farr picked up at midcourt defensively, guarded by Kendall Cathcart. To the right elbow, the pass comes across. Bierman in the lineup now. Sophie Bierman on the floor for Mount City. Peyton Farr, being pressured out here, goes inside with it to Maggie Osborne. Maggie can't get to the basket. Right back to Farr. Farr comes to the right elbow with her pass out to Anna Sellis. Mount City put a couple of subs in here early. Now Osborne tries to drive to the left side baseline. has to flip the ball back to the corner. They get it to Peyton Farr. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on LeBlanc.
That'll be on Kendall Cathcart. That is her first, second of the quarter here on the Golden Eagle.
5:14 to play first quarter, 7-0. Bishop LeBlanc, the Golden Eagles leading the Mount City Panthers at home here, their tournament. This is Maggie Osborne with the basketball. Back to Peyton Farr. Farr at the top of the circle. Pressured out there again by Cathcart. Man-to-man defense by LeBlanc. Off to Osborne. Spin move, free throw line, jump shot, Osborne. Oh, she got slapped in the face as she let go of it. The rebound comes down to the right side. They beat it back across to Peyton Farr. Farr dribbling in baseline left side. Huge collision, no whistle. Farr getting pounded under there. Now, finally, a whistle and a foul on the baseline is going to be called on the LeBlanc Golden Eagles.
Foul for the Golden Eagle is going to be on number 11, Katie Stego. That is her second, third of the quarter here for the Golden Eagle.
Peyton Farr will inbound it on the baseline. She'll trigger it in under her own basket. Comes into the corner to Meadows with the pass. Meadows comes right back to Farr. They look down for Osborne, breaking down the lane. Can't get it to her. Still out on the wing, looking for some help. Dribbling on the baseline, in trouble. The ball comes to the top of the key. There's an open look. Long three off the rim, put up by Meadows. Rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go for Peyton Farr, and the rebound comes down to the Eagles. They're quickly into forecourt. This is Gracie Wolf. A cross-court pass. Saved from going out of bounds. Huge effort over there now. Big collision. Ball is loose. Picking it up on the fast break all the way down for Mount City is Peyton Farr. Farr to the top of the key gives to Osborne. She'll spot up for a three. Got it. Maggie Osborne hits the three from the top of the circle. A couple of feet outside the top of the circle, in fact. And it's 7-3. The lead is 4 for Bishop LeBlanc. The fourth court is Frazee. Frazee feeds the ball over. Ella Frazee. Bounce pass comes to the near side to Connard. Connard holds it at the top of the key. She's between the rings. Tries to throw it off to the right side. She was looking for Gracie Wolf. The ball got away, went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. And back into the lineup for Mount City. Checking in is Amber Sellis. For Mount City. Checking in is Katie Sagel for Bishop. I'll get it right. 3:40 to go first quarter, 7-3 now. The lead is 4 for Bishop LeBlanc. Mount City with the basketball. Panthers, Peyton Farr pulls up for a long two that hits the rim and doesn't go. The rebound taken down by Gracie Wolf. Fast break the other direction. This is Miller. Tries a layup, couldn't get it. Osborne has the rebound. Hey, Brenna Miller went in for the layup. Osborne just got her too far underneath the basket. Osborne's going to pull up for another three and got it. All of a sudden, Maggie Osborne has found the range from three. She's hit two in a row, and it's 7-6. We're back to a one-point basketball game with 3:04 to go here in the first quarter. On the dribble in backcourt is Cathcart. Cathcart gets around the defender, feeds it down deep in the baseline on the left side. Osborne gives chase. There's the ball stolen away. Peyton Farr. Here come the defenders. Farr with a driving layup gets knocked. Pulling a foul, and Peyton Farr will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
That foul's likely going to be on Ella Frazee. Yep, that's who they're going to get it on. That's Frazee's first, fourth of the foul here, for fourth of the quarter for the Golden Eagles.
Peyton Farr at the line. This will be her first trip to the free throw line tonight. She has not scored. The first of two is up. Short. Hits the front of the rim. Came up just short. Comes back to her. Checking in now for Bishop LeBlanc is Mara Rocha. Roja, I believe, as I recall. They told me last year that was Roja. Peyton Farr's second free throw is up. She got that one, and we're tied at 7-7 here. So after trailing 7-0, Mount City has sounded a bit of a comeback. Here's a steal by Peyton Farr. Peyton working one-on-one. Fall-away shot is up. Off no good. A whistle and a foul, and we're going to have Osborne at the free throw line. Osborne got that steal and drew the foul as she put up the jump shot. She'll be at the line shooting two shots.
That's going to be Frazee's second foul of the quarter here, and some early foul trouble. Both Frazee and Stego with two here for the Golden Eagles.
Maggie Osborne at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and good. She has 7, and she has just given her team, the Mount City Panthers, the lead here. After trailing 7-0, they reeled off 8 straight points to go up 8-7. Osborne's second free throw is up. This one rims off and couldn't get it down, and the rebound comes down to Ella Frazee. Frazee's going to throw the ball away. She was trying to get it across to her teammate, another turnover. So this pressure that Mount City's applying is paying off right now, Dylan.
This Mount City, offensive explosion has really started on the defensive end. Great job down there.
Inbound the pass to Osborne. Ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Tight defense across the way by Brenna Miller. Miller did not start the game tonight, but she's sure been active once she got into the contest. 8-7, Mount City on top, Peyton Farr on the dribble. Cathcart gives chase. Farr picks it up to the top of the circle, goes to Meadows, back it comes to Farr. Looking inside for Osborne in traffic. Osborne takes it to the hoop, turnaround shot, no. Off the front of the rim, fight for the ball, it's loose on the floor. Now it's still coming away with it, Mount City. Panthers with the basketball. Sellis has it. Sellis trying to get a pass back up to Osborne. The ball deflected away, knocked out by Grace Giles. It'll stay with the Panthers. Fast-paced action there for a minute. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go. First quarter, 8-7. Mound City up by one. Peyton Farr will inbound the ball in forecourt on the side. Tosses into Meadows. Right back it comes to Farr, and they'll set the offense. Man-to-man defense by Bishop LeBlanc. A cross-court pass, Maggie Osborne on the left wing. Osborne looks inside. Oh, she was trying to put the pass inside to Pyramid. Ball is deflected away and stolen. Fast break the other way. This is Giles with the ball. She holds it up, decides to pull it out, goes to the top of the key. Coach Ryan Osborne up playing little defense. On the left side here, long three is up, short off the front of the rim. Maggie Osborne with the rebound. A minute 42 to go here now. In the first quarter, 8-7, Mound City on top. Here's Osborne in the paint. She's going to drive in for the driving layup. Up, in and out of there. Got her own rebound. Follow shot put back. Couldn't get it. Gets knocked to the floor. Whistle on a foul, and we'll put Maggie Osborne back to the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on number four, Amara Roja. That is her first.
This is fun. The pace is picking up here a little bit. We've been needing something like this to get it going. Maggie Osborne at the line. She's one out of two from the line, has 7 points. This one is up and good. She's now 2 for 3 from the charity stripe, 8 points in the ballgame for the junior. 9-7 after trailing 7-0, a 9-0 run here for Mound City. Maggie's going to try and make it 10. Shot is up. She got it. Maggie Osborne now with 9 points in the ballgame. It's a 3-point lead for Mound City, up 10-7 with 92 seconds to go in the quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3.
92 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. 1:32 on the clock. It's 10-7. Mound City with a 3-point lead, and the Panthers will have the basketball. Or check that, LeBlanc will have the basketball against full court pressure by the Panthers. They inbound it. Long down court pass across the timeline. A collision out to the left wing. Ball is deflected away. Grabbed up loose by Brennan Miller. Miller works the left-handed dribble. Takes it all the way in for the driving layup. Off no good. It's tipped out of there. Coming up with the basketball. Gillenwater. Gillenwater just holds it up, and she'll give the ball up to Peyton Farr. Farr will reset the offense with a minute 12 to go. No rush here for Mound City. On the right wing, it comes to Bierman. Sophie Bierman holds it high above her head. Across court pass. Solace goes to Peyton Farr. Farr looking inside with it to the top of the key. This is Gillenwater handling the basketball. Again, finds Farr with it. Notice that Maggie's off the floor. Maggie Osborne is not out there. Here's a driving layup from the left side. Up and good by Peyton Farr. Peyton Farr's first field goal. And suddenly the lead is 5. That is a 12-0 run for Mound City. Under a minute to go here. 39 seconds to play in the first period. LeBlanc trying to get something going. Giles to the top of the circle. Across court under the right wing of Frazee. Into the corner. Open look. Baseline right side is Wolf. Doesn't want to take it. Top of the key. Here's a long three. The short misses everything. Ball is pulled down underneath. Try to turn around. Hook shot is put up. Follow shot is up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Getting the basket to fall was Mara Roja. And she will be fouled and be at the line for the and one.
That's going to be on number 20, Amber Stalas. That's her first. And just the first of the quarter here with 18 seconds left. For the Panthers.
So it was a 12-0 run here for Mound City. After trailing 7-0, they went up 12-7. The basket here now makes it 12-9, and Rojas at the line with a chance to close it up a point closer. Couldn't get it. Chasing down the basketball. Good job there. Pulling it up is Bierman, Sophie Bierman. Down court to Farr. 11 seconds to go. Chance to play for one more. Favre lobs it inside the paint. Free throw line. Jump shot up. Oh, off the rim. Won't go. Here's a struggle for the rebound. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Mount City. They have 3 seconds left with which to work. They will inbound it on the baseline on the right side of their own backboard. 3 seconds to play here in the period. Inbounding the pass for the Panthers will be Meadows. Salem Meadows will toss it in. What do you bet she's looking for Osborne breaking toward the bucket? No, comes out quickly to the top of the key to Farr. Farr launches a shot. Oh, no time to get the put back. And after one quarter, 12-9, the Mount City Panthers leading the Golden Eagles of Bishop LeBlanc. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Mound City High School. 12-9 our score after one quarter. The Mound City Panthers came from behind. They were down 7-0. Went on a 12-0 run and now lead it by 3 as we move into the second quarter. It'll be the Panthers basketball with the ball. Maggie Osborne pulls up for a 3 from the left wing. She's had the hot hand and she got another one. Maggie Osborne with her third 3-pointer of the night, and she's just shooting Mount City right back into this puppy. They're up now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 15-9, leading by 6. Down court comes Ella Frazee to set the offense. Pass comes to the left wing, over to Cathcart. Down to the corner, it's going to get away out of bounds. A bad pass, another turnover, and the Mount City ladies are on the roll here, Dylan.
Playing well on the defensive end, and that's led to some confidence down on the offensive end.
Far with the inbound pass to Maggie Osborne. Maggie's got the hot hand with 3 3-pointers. I think she's 3 out of 4 so far tonight. She just missed one that I know of. Bob pass underneath Osborne in traffic. Shot is up. Off, no good. She got her own rebound. Fight for the rebound. They come to the floor. Cathcart comes up with it. Now they tie her up, and we're going to have a timeout call to preserve the possession with 7:11 to go here in the first half, 15-9. Mount City up, back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mount City High School. 15-9 your score. The Lady Panthers leading the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles here in the opening minute of the second quarter. 7:11 to play here in this period.
Maggie Osborne with 12 so far, and we're early going to the second quarter.
She's got 3 threes, and she's hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. It'll be LeBlanc's basketball. Ryland Conard will inbound it against full court pressure. Conard inbounds to Cathcart. Cathcart across the timeline, takes it into the paint, beats to the left side, driving layup, up and off, no good. Got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on the Panthers.
Foul's going to be on number 14, Kayla Messer. That is her first foul, first of the quarter here as well for the Panthers.
Can't see the number at the line.
It's going to be number 14,
okay.
Kayla Frazee.
Frazee's at the line, shooting 2. First one is up and good. She's a senior. 5 seniors in the starting lineup tonight here for Bishop LeBlanc. Coach Ryan Osborne told me earlier tonight, second shot is up and good. This Bishop LeBlanc team has some of the best athletes in this part of the state on the basketball court. All right, on the dribble. This is Farr. She'll come down and set the offense. It's a pick set over there by Messer. To the left side, Osborne. Right back, it comes to Farr. A little give and go. Now Messer wants to penetrate into the paint. Can't get it there. Meadows in the corner. Meadows goes inside with it. Dumps it into Messer. Top of the key. Open look. McDonald. Nope. Didn't get it, but the rebound taken away by Mount City. Into the corner. Now Peyton Farr. Back to Meadows. Meadows is going to try a three. It's off. No good. The rebound is taken away under the basket by Brenna Miller. Miller down court quickly. Hits it into forecourt for Frazee. Frazee for the left side for two. For Ella Frazee, that's a two. And, guys, I've got her with 9 points already also. 15-13. The lead is still two for the Panthers. Mound City trailed 7-0 to start this thing. They have led ever since a 12-0 run. Peyton Farr. Farr has to hand it up. Give it off to Osborne. Around the horn right side. Meadows for three. Got it! Nice looking chop by Selah Meadows. She gets her first bucket of the night. Hits the three. The lead is back to 5. 18-13. Mound City on top. Into forecourt to the right side is Cathcart. A big bump from Farr. Well, that left no doubt about that foul.
Good to see Selah hit that three. She took a couple that last possession and missed both, but not afraid to shoot it there and got the three to go.
So Peyton Farr called for that one on the foul. Inbounding the ball on the baseline will be Kendall Cathcart. Cathcart just lobs it inside the paint into Frazee. Frazee takes it up between the rings to the top of the circle. From the left elbow, here's a long three. Up and off the rim doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down underneath for the Panthers by Kayla Messer. Messer gives it out to Farr. Farr will set the offense. Band-to-band defense here by the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Farr gets a pick. Give and go. They go inside with it to Osborne. Shot is up and good. Oh, what a well-executed play. Maggie Osborne set the pick. It was the old pick and roll, and they were ready. Farr lobbed it into her. She got the lay-in off the glass. 20-13, biggest lead yet of the game for Mound City. Up by 7. All the way to the right side goes Cathcart. Pulls up for a short jumper that's off, no good. Meadows is there for the rebound for Mound City. Meadows in backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Now she'll give the ball up to Peyton Farr. Farr between the rings near the midcourt circle. They come out after her to put some pressure to the left side. Across court to Messer. Messer holds it high above her head. Comes to McDonald with it. Now Farr looks for Meadows at the top of the key. Can't get it to her, so she dribbles. Goes toward the baseline into the corner right side to Meadows. Meadows lost her dribble. Beats it inside. Back up top to Farr. Farr had an open look. Didn't take it. Cathcart was there with her. Now Meadows with the ball. Has it punched out. Grabbed up by McDonald. McDonald was right there to retrieve that one. Dribbling in is Farr. Farr gets hammered. And they're just going to say the ball was blocked out of bounds. No foul. I thought maybe we were going to see Peyton Farr at the line there, Dylan.
Amber Salas going to check back in here for the Panthers. And for the Golden Eagles, that will be Gracie Wolf checking back in.
Peyton Farr will inbound it. Baseline, right side under her own basket. Waiting to lob it in. Goes to the corner. Open look, McDonald off the rim. No, that one wouldn't go. Saving it from going out of bounds. And then, I thought maybe she knocked that one off of the defensive player, but must have had her foot on the line as she did so. Back into the lineup for Mound City now. Sophie Bierman. Bierman checking in. She will replace Kaylee Messer. 20-13, the lead is 7 for Mound City. 4:25 to play in the second quarter, first half. Fast break underneath, ball tipped away. There's some great defense by Farr. Just got those hands up. They were trying to find Gracie Wolf under the basket on the left side. It'll stay with Bishop LeBlanc. Cathcart will inbound it. Kendall Cathcart, left side into the basket, lobs it in. Great job reaching in and a steal, waiting for the whistle. Going to be a held ball, I believe.
They're actually going to get somebody for a foul.
Really?
They're going to call that on the Golden Eagles. That's going to be on number 12, Rylan Connor. Just her first, but it'll give the ball back to the Panthers.
If I'm a Golden Eagle fan, I'm shaking my head right now. I'm not. 20-13, a 7-point lead for the Lady Panthers as Peyton Farr picks up the dribble, goes to the right side. McDonald for three, round and round and round, and wouldn't go. Trying for the rebound. Underneath was Osborne. The ball stripped away and stolen by Wolf. That one went around 7:20. All the way around twice. The ball gets away out of bounds. And it's touched last by LeBlanc. It'll be Mount City's basketball.
That three touched every part of the rim. The only thing it didn't touch was the net.
Yeah, all the way around twice. It went around a foot and drop. 20-13. Mount City up by 7. 3:45 to play here in the first half. Give the ball to Peyton Farr on the give and go from Osborne. Right side, McDonald holds the ball in the corner. Bob's inside. Osborne, turnaround, shot over the defender. Couldn't get it, but there with the rebound is Mound City. Back up top to Peyton Farr. She had an open look to the right side, Osborne. Osborne wants to put the spin move. Driving, laying up, got knocked to the floor. Oh, my. Osborne knocked to the floor as she went in for the layup. The ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to give it to Mound City on the baseline. Peyton Farr will inbound at 3:25 to play here in the first half, 20-13. Mound City up by 7. Farr has to hurry now. Oh, she's going to throw it in. They can chase that back and get it. That's not over and back. It was on an inbound pass. And now, knocked down as she picks up the basketball was Amber Sellis, and they're going to give the ball to LeBlond. Well, that's an unfortunate turn of events there for Mound City. Back into the game, it comes Salem Meadows to check in. Meadows onto the floor, and she will replace McDonald. McDonald will take a breather. 3:24 to go first half, 20-13. Mound City up by 7. Inbound the pass, that's Tracy Wolf. Back to the top of the key, in the paint, jump shot up short off the front of the rim, rebound by Bierman. Bierman, outlet pass comes to Farr, she'll bring it down the court. Farr across the timeline, at the top of the circle to the left elbow. On the left side goes to Bierman. Bierman holds the ball high above her head, finds Meadows with it. Now again to Farr on the right side. A cross-court pass, here's Osborne with a long two that's in and out of there, and the rebound is taken down by Cathcart. Kendall Cathcart into forecourt. Wants to go all the way coast to coast. Can't get it. Flips it out to her teammate, Frazee. Frazee across court. Whips it all the way over to Wolf. Wolf with a cross court pass stolen by Osborne. You can't do that. Not with Osborne standing there. Tried the, she not only threw the cross court pass, but telegraphed it before she did. Osborne was there for it. Here's Osborne for 3 off the back of the iron. She hit a couple of those earlier. In fact, she had 3 in a row. And the last couple haven't fallen for. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Panthers.
They're going to get that on Amber Salas. That is her second. It'll be the third of the quarter here for Mound City. Checking back in here is going to be Danica McDonald as well as Sophie Bierman.
So Bierman and McDonald join their teammates on the floor with 2:28 to go in the first half. Still 20-13. Mound City hanging on to this 7-point lead as Cathcart comes on the attack. Cathcart goes all the way to the baseline. We're going to have a reach-in foul, I believe, called on Mound City.
Not a shooting foul, so it'll be underneath. Fouls for Mound City is going to be on number 10, Sophie Bierman. Her first and the fourth of the quarter here for the Panthers, so the next foul will put Bishop LeBlond at the line either way.
Cathcart lobs the pass into Frazee. Frazee has to chase it down back out near the midcourt line. Frazee works to the right elbow, backs the ball out, and they'll reset their offense. Now Frazee tries to lob it in, stolen away by Osborne. Great defense by Maggie Osborne. Just went straight up in the air, batted the basketball, and then came down with it. 20-13 with 2 minutes to play here. Boy, I know Mound City would love to get to the locker room with a 7-point lead on this fine team from Bishop LeBlond. Inside to Osborne in traffic. Driving layup. Got the basket. And she will be fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. Maggie Osborne's having herself a ball game.
It's now a 22-6 Panther run here since the first quarter, since that 7-0 lead. Foul there for the Golden Eagles. Going to be on number 15, Kendall Cathcart. That's her second.
So Maggie Osborne at the line, ready to shoot the and one. I'll add them up here in a minute. 13. I think she's got 16 points already in the ball game. Maggie Osborne, basket shot is on the way up, in and out of there. Couldn't get it, missed the free throw. The rebound is pulled down by Grace Giles. Giles is going to take it all the way down. Big collision with Meadows. Meadows got in front of her, and Giles just ran over. Meadows is going to get tagged for the foul.
Yep, Salem Meadows there on the foul. That'll be her first, but it'll be the 15th foul on Mound City. So that'll put number 10, Grace Giles, at the line for 2.
She'll be shooting 2 shots with a minute 44 to play in the first half. 22-13, Mound City on top. Grace puts the first free throw up. It's good. That's her first point of the night. Makes the score 22-14. The lead now back to 8. That 9-point lead was the biggest lead of the contest for the Mound City Lady Panthers. Grace Giles, just a sophomore at the line. Second free throw is up. It's good also. Automatic. Neither one of those touched the rim. They went right in, Dylan. Clock now at 1:40 to play in the first half. 22-17. The lead is 7. Peyton Farr to Meadows on the left wing. Meadows goes inside with it. Here's Osborne. Turnaround, fall away. Shot up and good. Maggie Osborne came to play tonight. Add him up. Is that 18?
That is 18 in the first half here for Maggie Osborne.
She has 18 of their 24 points, and it's 24-15, a minute 19 to go in the first half. On the dribble is Cathcart. Ball knocked away. It's loose. Everybody after it. Diving after the loose basketball. We're going to have a timeout taken by Mound City. Nope, they got a jump ball called. Coach Osborne tried to take a timeout to get the possession there, but he wasn't able to do so. Held ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor LeBlond. The Blount needs to have something good happen here right now. They are a little bit stunned, I think.
The only bodies on the floor for that jump ball were all wearing purple, too.
That's true. Cathcart on the dribble. Cathcart shoves McDonald out of the way with the forearm. Got away with it. Cathcart goes into the corner, feeds it down to Connard. Back to the top of the key. Now Sago in the corner. Osborne's not going to give up that baseline. No way you're going to get the baseline on Maggie. She backs that one off. Cathcart tries to work to the left side. Ball knocked away from Cathcart by Meadows. She got it back and dribbles out of traffic. 39 seconds to go. 24-15, a 9-point lead for Mount City. On the left side, dribbling in Connard for the driving layup. Couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. And Ryland Connard, I think, is going to go to the line and shoot two here. Let's see who that one's on.
I'm going to get that one on number 54, Isabel Atkins. That is Atkins' first foul of this contest.
Team foul number 5 also. At the free throw line is Ryland Connard shooting two. First one is up and good. The clock shows 33 seconds left to play here. Back onto the floor now comes Kayla Messer. Messer in replacing Isabel Atkins.
And if it wasn't for their 5 free throws this quarter, Randy, the Golden Eagles just 1 field goal this quarter.
That's some good defense there by Mount City. Ryland Connard, second free throw is on the way. It's up and good. She got them both. The free throws have kept him in it, as you said. 24-17. The lead is 7. 30 seconds to play. Obviously, Mount City wants to come and play for the final shot here. Meadows with the basketball, holds it on the right side. Defense coming out after, gives it up to Farr. Farr looks up to the clock, 20 seconds to go here. 24-17, Mount City wants to go to the locker room with this lead. They're going to want it in Maggie Osborne's hands. Osborne off to Farr, down to 10 seconds, time to move with it. Farr being harassed out here, defensive being played by Wolf. Driving layup, Farr got it! Oh, what a sweet move to the basket by Farr to get that one to lay in. There's the buzzer. Peyton Farr closed that one out with a beautiful move on the baseline left side and laid it in and gives the Mound City Panthers a 9-point lead at halftime, 26-17, our halftime score. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes and be back with a halftime scoring recap. Our halftime scoring recap being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com. Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime here at the Mound City Invitational Tournament. Our halftime recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can locate them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, a good first half here for the Mound City girls. They are leading 26-17, up by 9. Let's look at the numbers. For Bishop LeBlanc, Ella Frazee leads the way. She has 9 points. And then they have four players with 2 points each. Mara Rohoff, Gracie Wolf, also Katie Sago, and Rylan Connard, each with 2 from the free throw line. In the first half, Bishop LeBlanc made 6 out of 7. For the Mount City Panthers, well, a big first half for Maggie Osborne. She's capable of doing that to you. She has 18 points at halftime. Peyton Farr added 5, and Salem Meadows hit a tray for 3. Free throw shooting, the Lady Panthers made 4 out of 7 from the charity stripe. They lead it 26-17 over Bishop LeBlanc. Again, this halftime scoring recap brought to you by your friends at Highland Community College. They like to remind you that they are close to home, but far from debt. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute break, give you an update on the latest weather forecast for the southeast Nebraska, northwest Missouri area, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with the third quarter of action. That's coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the 68th Annual Mountain City Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group, direct written premium.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weather allergy meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. Mostly cloudy for tonight, lows drop to 20 degrees, winds turn to the north, 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Sunday, it remains mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 27. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Sunday night, gradual clearing. Lows fall back to 16. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Monday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs approach 41. Winds remain south, 5 to 10. Monday night, cleared to partly cloudy. Lows head down to 29. Winds southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots more sunshine. Highs reach 53. And then Tuesday night, it becomes mostly cloudy and lows fall to around 30. This is weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Mountain City High School. It's halftime. The Mountain City Panthers leading Bishop LeBlanc 26-17. Your halftime score, 9-point advantage here. Interesting the way things started out here. LeBlanc jumped out to a 7-0 lead, and somehow they flipped the switch, and Mountain City reeled off 12 straight points to go up 12-7 and really have never looked back. I think at one point LeBlanc got back within three of them, and now here at halftime, a 9-point lead, 26-17. This game coming in the third-place consolation game of this 68th annual Mountain City Invitational Tournament. Getting ready to go here in quarter number three, and to describe all of the exciting play-by-play action for you is Sunny 101.3's Dylan Hendricks.
All right, for the Panthers, as you've probably heard in our halftime report, on the back of Maggie Osborne, Osborne with 18 at the half here. It'll be the same starters for the Panthers, McDonald, Meadows, Messer, Farr, and Osborne. For the Golden Eagles, we'll have Wolf, Theo, Conrad, Brazy, and Cathcart. All right, Panthers going to start with the ball here. Osborne hands it off to Farr at the top of the key. Now looks inside for Osborne. The ball's going to be taken away. Good defense there. And anticipation for Ella Frazee. Golden Eagles back the other way. Driving in and a layup up off the glass. No good. That is Frazee. Ball's going to end up in the hands of the Panthers and back the other way. And I tell you what, a lot of that momentum in the first half for Mound City came on the back of their defense. That led to a lot of offense on the other end. So good start on the defensive end again for the Panthers. Left wing, McDonald. McDonald looks inside. That's Messer. Messer back out to McDonald. She'll give it to Osborne at the top of the key. Osborne going to drive down the right side. Left wing jumper no good. Rebound's going to end up in the hands of Katie Stego, and we're back the other way for the Golden Eagles.
You'd like to have seen that first one fall for Osborne to stay hot here.
Left wing now with it. That's Ella Frazee. She's all the way back out near the timeline. Some good defense there for the Panthers, and they're going to force a timeout. 6:49 remains in our third quarter. 26-17 is our score. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building communities. Say thanks to Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor.
We'd also like to thank our premier sponsors of the Mound City Invitational this year, Hiawatha Implement in Mound City and Hiawatha, Scheib Drainage, Sure Ag of Forest City, Golden Triangle Energy, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City, and BTC Bank, with locations in Oregon and across the state of Missouri. And, of course, Yoakum Services and Mound City loves to support their Mound City Panthers. We thank you for your support this game as well. Bishop LeBlanc basketball. Mound City hasn't been able to find a bucket this half, but their defense is just relentless, and that's been the case ever since about halfway through the first half. It'll be Golden Eagle basketball, but they are taken away. It's Fela Meadows, and the Panthers back the other way. So another steal. No score this second half. But from Meadows, right wing three up, no good. Still unable to find the bottom of the net for the Panthers this half. Bishop LeBlanc back the other way. They're going to turn it over. Looking inside, and here comes Mound City back the other way. That's Peyton Farr. Farr now to Osborne. Osborne drives in. She's going to be fouled on the way up, and she'll go to the line.
Osborne drove the lane, went right into the teeth of that defense, and she is fouled. The foul is going to be called on Gracie Wolf. On Wolf, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter.
Osborne 3-5 from the line tonight, looking for her first points of the second half after she put up 18 in the first half. And that first free throw is up and no good. So 3-6 from the line for Maggie Osborne. Will she, if she can make her second free throw here. That second free throw is up and good. First points of the second half come with 6:03 remaining in the third quarter. 27-17 is the lead. Mound City now up double digits. It's a 10-point lead for the Panthers. As back the other way, layup up and good off the glass. That'll be Gracie Wolf. They found Wolf inside, and she has her first points of the game. Peyton Farr with it. Out near the volleyball attack line, she's going to look left wing. That's Danica McDonald. Now Farr with it on the right wing. Takes a couple of dribbles and steps back. Now drives down the left side all the way up to the hoop. Shot up off the glass, no good. May have been tipped. Either way, it's Golden Eagle ball back the other way. That's Kendall Cathcart with it, and she has gives it off on the right wing to Gracie Wolf. Wolf, cross-court pass, going to be tipped away by Osborne. Panthers with a steal. It's Osborne with it now on the right wing. Finds in the left corner, three up, no good. That was Danica McDonald. We're going to have a foul on the rebound, and it'll give the ball back to Bishop LeBlanc.
That's going to go on Meadows. Meadows came over the back of the young lady there battling for the rebound. But, boy, did you see the way that down here Osborne got molested? I mean, she was just mauled when she had the basketball on the left side of the lane.
Grace Giles going to check in for Gracie Wolf for Bishop LeBlanc. There's that full-court Mound City pressure, though able to get it across is Kendall Cathcart, but she's still being pressured. Now gives it off to Ella Frazee. Frazee going to dribble it off her foot, going baseline, and that'll go out of bounds. It'll get the ball back to Mound City.
That dribble off the foot is a result of the pressure being applied by Maggie Osborne down there defensively in the corner. I'm impressed with this Mound City defense.
They have been swarming tonight ever since that 7-0 Bishop LeBlanc lead. All right, here, other end, is going to be Peyton Farr. Farr looked like she may have gotten fouled. Not going to call it for the steal. Back the other way, Fela Meadows now gives it off to Farr. Farr, three-pointer, top of the key. Up and good. Peyton Farr with her eighth point of the game, first three of the second half. And Mound City's lead is now 11, 30 to 19.
Biggest lead of the ball game for the Panthers.
And we're going to have a timeout again here for Bishop LeBlanc. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network and Sunny 101.3.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4:15 remains in the third quarter. Mound City has an 11-point lead now, 30 to 19.
Quite a lengthy discussion taking place between our three officials. and Jake Shipman, the activities director here at Mound City. They came away smiling as though it was a lighthearted conversation, but for a while it looked like a pretty intense visit they were having out there about something. I saw him point up into the crowd on the east side of the gym at one point. Maybe they're discussing an overzealous spectator, perhaps.
Panthers going to apply the full court pressure, but great job breaking it for the Golden Eagles there. They're going to find a wide open Elafrizi for a three on the left wing. Shot's going to be no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Panthers.
Frustrating thing there for Kaylee Messer. Messer had the ball and just got away from her out of bounds.
It'll be Bishop LeBlanc basketball underneath. Now they find Katie Seago out on the left wing. Shot up good. That's her first three of the game, and that'll be her fifth point of the game. And it's a 30-22 Mound City lead. So some positive momentum there for Bishop LeBlanc. Can they get a stop on this end of the floor, though? Osborne left wing. She's going to take a jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. One and done possession for the Panthers. Back the other way, Grace Giles. Here's Ella Freezy.
I didn't see who got the tackle, but Giles went down hard.
Freezy with it. Now top of the key, Rylan Connors. Now inside, oh, great pass inside and shot up and good for Ella Freezy. That's going to be her first bucket of the second half, 11th point of the game, and quickly it's just down to a six-point lead for the Panthers, 30-24.
5-0 run right now.
And the Panthers find some momentum here on the offensive end of the floor. It's been a struggle a little bit down there, and they're going to turn it over. Here comes Frazee back the other way. Layup up, no good. She's going to be fouled, though, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Bella Meadows will be called for the foul. That is her third personal, team foul number two of the quarter on Saley Meadows. 3:05 to play third period, 30-24. The lead is down to six, and a chance here at the free throw line for the Bishop LeBlanc to cut into it.
First free throw for Frazee's up and no good. And that is not like this Bishop LeBlanc team tonight. They were 6-7 in the first half from the line. 0-1 here in the second half, though. 3:05 remaining in the third quarter. Mount City's led by as many as 11. It's now down to 6, and that free throw's up and good. That'll make it 5. Frazee with her third free throw of the game. She's 3-4 from the line.
That's a 6-0 run now for Bishop LeBlanc.
All right, back the other way, Mound City. That was Peyton Farr. She had it tipped away. Now inside to Osborne. Back to Sophie Bierman. Three-pointer, left corner, good for Peyton Farr. That's her second three of the quarter.
She's in double figures, 11 points now, Dylan.
She's now got 11, and Mound City back up 8. Much-needed bucket there for the Panthers. Back the other way. Ball thrown inside, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Kendall Cathcart was looking inside, but there were a lot of bodies there.
2:36 to play here in the third period now. 33-25, Mount City back up by 8.
Bishop LeBlanc basketball inside with it. That's Grace Giles. Giles gets it back up top, and they're going to reset the offense here. Left wing now, Alafrazi. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Good hands there for Peyton Farr and the Panthers. Ball will remain with the Golden Eagles. All the way across court, it's going to be stolen on the inbound.
Bierman with a great steal.
Bierman got the steal. Giles tried to throw it all the way across court for that inbound pass. Three-pointer, top of the key, wide open. Osborne, no good. Rebound's going to go to Bishop LeBlanc. And
whistle and a foul is going to be called on Peyton Farr. On Farr, that's her second personal. 13th foul of the quarter on Mound City. 2:11 to go, third quarter, 33-25. The Lady Panthers up by 8.
Led by as many as 11 this quarter. But Bishop LeBlanc has cut it to 6 there for a while. All right, Golden Eagles. Back the other way. Pass cross court, lucky to find the hands of Ella Frazee there. That ball bounced a couple of times before Frazee picked it up. Now a three-pointer, top of the keys, up and good. For Grace Dial, shot no good, rebound, offensive rebound, put back up and good for Ella Frazee. That is her second bucket of the half, and she'll go to the line for one more.
And the foul is going to be called on Sophie Bierman. On Bierman, her second personal, team foul number 4 on the Lady Panthers. So a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way here.
Ella Frazee, 3-4 from the line tonight, and a 33-27 Mound City lead. Free throws up and good for 33-28. And the Golden Eagles are hanging in there. Panthers, though, with the ball and a chance to extend this lead. It'll be far at the top of the key now is McDonald. Back to far. She's out near the volleyball attack line. Gets a screen from Bierman. Now it's inside for Osborne. Osborne's going to shoot the layup.
That'd be a foul there.
Hit on the hand. Her left arm got pulled
down.
They
grabbed her by the arm on that one.
Pulled down to about her side.
Grace Giles is going to be called for the personal. That is her first personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Golden Eagles.
Osborne to the line for 2. First free throw up and good.
That makes her 5 out of 8 tonight from the charity stripe, and she's has 20 points in the ballgame.
Up to 20. She had 18 in the first half. Hasn't had a field goal yet this half, but 2 of 3 from the line to get to 20. Now 3 of 4 as she makes that one. And it's 35-28 Panthers, up by 7. 1:27 remaining in the third quarter. Got a good one here. And Mound City, third place, consolation action, and the Mound City Invitational. The home team, Mound City Panthers, and the Bishop of Blonde, Golden Eagles. Left wing now for the Golden Eagles. That's Kendall Cathcart. Dribbles it back out. Now Frazee dribbles into the middle. Shot up no good. She gets her own rebound. Put back no good. Frazee going to try to grab it, but she's going to foul on the rebound. I believe that's who they'll get it on.
Barr came out of there with it. That's who they drew the foul on. Foul is going to be, I think they're putting that on Frazee. Yes, Frazee picks up her third personal, team foul number 3. Down to 1:02 to go here in the period. 35-28, Mound City up by 7.
A chance here with a three-point bucket to get it back to double-digit lead for the Panthers. Osborne with it. Top of the key. She's going to take a jumper just inside the arc. Shots up no good. Rebound Golden Eagles, and we're going to have a foul underneath.
Foul's going to be called on Mound City's Amber Sellis. That is her third personal, team foul number 5, so we'll be shooting this down at the other end. 51 seconds to play in the period. It's a 7-point lead, 35-27, as the Golden Eagles will be sending Ella Frazee to the line.
Frazee, 4 of 5 on the evening, and the Golden Eagles, 8 of 10. Now 9 of 11. Frazee, 3 of 4 this half from the line. That's really keeping them in it. 6 of 7 in the first half and 3 of 4 this half.
Messer back in the lineup replacing Sellis here.
Second free throw up and good for Ella Frazee. So a 35-30. Mound City lead here, 51 seconds remaining. We'll see how quickly the Panthers want to go here. No shot clock over here in Missouri, so they can hold it for the last shot if they want to. Osborne has it here on the left wing. Now up top, Riley Connor.
Meadows.
Osborne, now to Farr. Mound City pretty patient here. Farr going to dribble, and she's going to be fouled on her drive in. That'll just be the 14 foul.
That's going to go on Grace Giles. On Giles, her second personal, team foul number 4, as you said, of the quarter.
No free throws yet, but every foul from here on out on either team, unless it's offensive, will result in some free throws. Panthers to throw it in. Up of the key, that's Messer. Messer inside to Osborne. Osborne kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way is up in there. Danica McDonald, and what a time for her first bucket of the night. Danica McDonald extends the lead back to 8 for the Panthers.
She hit a couple of those in the game I did earlier this week when you least expect her from way out there.
It's always the one you help off on. All right, Bishop LeBlanc, now 3 seconds left. Driving baseline, passing it out. Are they going to get a shot up? Shot is up. They will say it would have been good, but it did not go in. So we head to the fourth quarter, 38-30 is the Mound City lead over Bishop LeBlanc. Here in Mound City, we're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back inside the Mound City High School. 8 minutes up on the clock, a fresh 8 minutes. We move into fourth quarter action. Mound City leading 38-30. And the basketball belongs to the Golden Eagles. They come into forecourt on the dribble. Hailing it is Frazee underneath baseline, left side of the basket, trying to get inside the paint. They come up with it to Connard. Connard takes the dribble across court to Frazee. Ella Frazee lobs it inside. Ball's going to be stolen away with the steal. Maggie Osborne. Osborne now that pass to Peyton far, far across the timeline. And here come the Panthers to set their offense. Pressuring man-to-man defense now on the right elbow. They lob the pass inside. Falling to the floor with the basketball was Isabel Atkins, and she'll be called for traveling. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back. Atkins, they tried to lob it into her. She'll come out of the ball game limping here, maybe bumped her head a bit, and she will be replaced by Sophie Bierman. Atkins to the bench, bumped her head on the floor. Bierman in to replace her. 38-30, an 8-point lead for Mound City. 7:23 to go here in the basketball game. Into forecourt, Cathcart. All the way in, driving, laying up, off the rim, no. Great job on the boards, getting the rebound underneath the basket by Sophie Bierman, who just checked in. She gives the outlet pass into forecourt, gives it up front here to Peyton Farr. Farr working one-on-one against Cathcart. Flips it out to McDonald on the left wing. Now they try and reach in on McDonald. Gives it back to Farr. Farr spins to the baseline. She's trapped on the baseline left side and in trouble. Now finally we get a whistle and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Mound City. Farr got herself trapped down on the baseline in the corner here on the left side of the basket. And it'll stay with Mound City. Inbounding it will be Peyton Farr. Baseline left side under her own backboard. Farr ready to lob it in. Everybody moving. All the way to the top of the key it comes to Osborne. Osborne goes around the defender. Works to the left wing to Farr. Long three. Got it! Nice looking three by Peyton Farr. She's got three of them here in the second half. And she's got 14 points. Timeout on the floor. 6:46 to go in the ballgame, 41-30. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Mount City Panthers have equaled their biggest lead of the ballgame. They're up by 11 once again, 41-30. 6 minutes, 45 seconds to play. We're back to live action. Crazy with the basketball being picked up. Defensively midcourt by the Panthers. Frazee has McDonald out there right in her face. Comes to the right side. Lost the basketball. McDonald slaps at it. But McDonald touched it last as she was battling for the loose basketball with Frazee. It got away out of bounds and it'll stay with LeBlanc. Inbounding the basketball will be Ryland Connard. Connard, one of the six seniors on this team. Five seniors starting. Inside the paint, they put it to Frazee on the left side for three. It's up and off, no good. Rebound is taken away underneath by Sophie Bierman. Bierman gets the outlet pass out to Peyton Farr. Peyton Farr up by 11 with 6:19 to go. No big hurry to come down court. Farr gives it up to Osborne. Maggie Osborne playing well. Lobs it underneath. Oh, great pass from Osborne. She found her teammate Sophie Bierman underneath of Bierman. Gets an easy two. Her first 2 points of the basketball game. The biggest lead of the contest. 43-30. Mound City with a 13-point lead at the 6-minute mark. With the basketball on the left side. This is Cathcart. Cathcart works it back out to the top of the key. Flips to the right wing with the ball now. Comes to Frazee. Cathcart's going to lance a long three. Ball is tipped. It goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Mound City. The ball went off of Brazy down here. Mountain City will have the basketball.
That last basket for Bierman was definitely set up by Osborne. Ability to shoot. She shot so many from there tonight. And then that time just dished it off, and there was two guys on her.
And her vision to find her under there with the lead pass for the assist. Around the horn it goes. McDonald in the corner. Here's a long three. That one's going to come up short by Meadows and go out of bounds. Meadows launched that one from a little bit farther out, I think, than she thought she was, and came up a couple of feet short of the basket. 5.5 minutes to go in the contest. A 13-point lead for Mount City. Here in the third place, consolation game of the Mount City Invitational Tournament. Cathcart brings it into forecourt. Ball tipped away. Went off the hands of Peyton Farr. Knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Inbounding it on the far side will be Gracie Wolf. No, now they're going to have Connard inbound it. Connard tosses it up top to Cathcart. Cathcart very patiently working against this man-to-man defense. Puts a lob pass inside to Frazee. Frazee tries to drive it, driving, lay it up and got it. Frazee lost the handle on it for a minute and then broke free and laid it in there. I think she's got 19 now by my count. 43-32. The lead is back to 11. Under 5 minutes to play, 4:57 to go. With the ball is Farr. Farr, Peyton Farr goes to the right elbow with it, back to the top of the key. They come up and give it to Bierman. Farr gets the basketball back. Content to run a little bit of clock here now. There's a long three on the way by McDonald that doesn't go. Everybody chasing after the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. I think that was touched last. Wait a minute. Oh, he changed his mind. I thought that was touched last by LeBlanc. Looked like the LeBlanc girl was out there leading the pack, chasing the ball. Ryan Osborne saw it that way also. He comes back, sits on the bench, and shakes his head. Inbound pass comes into Kendall Cathcart. Cathcart very patiently bringing the ball up the court for being down by 11 here. 4.5 minutes to play. Cathcart to the left corner. They go inside Connard. Connard tries to go up with a shot. She'll be fouled. I think they're probably going to get Bierman on this one. And at the free throw line will be Connard, where she'll be shooting two shots.
That will be, in fact, on Sophie Bierman. That's her third, first of the quarter here for the Panthers.
Ryland Connard has 2 points. Both of them came from the free throw line in the first half. This one is up and off, no good. She'll get another attempt here. Back into the ball game comes Messer into the lineup. Messer in replacing Sophie Bierman. Coach Ryan Osborne has used 8 or 9 ball players pretty extensively here throughout the night. Second free throw for Connard is on the way. This one is up and off, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it'll go to Mount City. So the Panthers escaped that trip down the floor without giving up any points there. They have a couple of missed free throws, and they still have the 11-point lead and the basketball with 4:21 to go in the ballgame. Osborne, Maggie Osborne, gets it across the timeline, across court pass to Peyton Farr. Farr comes to Meadows, now back to Osborne on the left side. I think they're going to maybe start letting the air out of the ball here a little bit. Look at this. Over to the right side, Meadows. Meadows goes to the corner. Not quite as aggressive attacking the basketball as the goal as they were. And again, Farr across court, Osborne. Osborne sees the seam. You know she's going to take it. But right now, they're content just to run clock inside of 4 minutes. That's a lot of time to take off the clock in high school girls basketball. 3:45 to go in the contest. 43-32. Mound City by 11. They're trying to get the Bishop LeBlanc girls to come out and chase them out here at the top of the key and get something open under the basket. That's what Peyton Farr was looking for there, and she had it, too. Meadows was open under there. Now Farr has the ball knocked away, and she touches it last. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to Bishop LeBlanc. Did you see how open Meadows was under the basket?
She was open. Panthers able to run about a minute off the clock there.
3:28 to go now in the ballgame. Still 43-32. The lead is 11 for Mound City. LeBlanc with the basketball. They feed it into the paint. There's a steal. Down court. They have Farr out ahead. Farr's got the ball. She falls down, loses a handle on it, and the ball's going to get out of bounds and be a turnover. And right now, Coach Ryan Osborne is saying, ladies, slow it down. There's not that big of a rush. They could have just maintained possession and maybe ran another minute.
And the pass was about 3 steps too late. If she would have passed it about 3 steps sooner, Farr was wide open by herself.
Here comes Kendall Cathcart with the basketball at the top of the key. Cathcart dribbles to the right side of the lane, driving layup, partially blocked. Whistle and a foul. They may tag Messer for a foul here.
They are going to say Kayla Messer got her on the arm. That's going to be Messer's second of the quarter here for the Panthers. And going to the line to shoot two will be Kendall Cathcart.
Cathcart, a senior, she has not scored yet tonight. As much as we have called her name, she has no points in the ballgame. Cathcart shooting two free throws. The first free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. She got it. That cuts the lead now to 43-33, down to 10 points, with 3 minutes and 3 seconds left to play in this basketball game. Third place consolation game of the Mount City Invitational Tournament. Kendall Cathcart, second free throw is up. It's good also. She hit them both. It's a single-digit lead now, down to 9. 43-34. Mount City by 9. In backcourt is Osborne. Maggie Osborne against full court pressure now being applied by LeBlanc. Osborne just dribbled right around the two girls that came out to meet her. Picks up her dribble. She needs help. Maggie Osborne. We're going to have a timeout taken to preserve the possession here. And it'll be timeout with 2:51 to go in the ball game. A 9-point Mount City lead, 43-34. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you've been in business as long as we have, everybody knows your name. Whether you're a newcomer or a longtime customer of Frontier Bank, we make a point of knowing your name and how you like your banking. From flexible home loans to construction or commercial loans, ag loans or real estate loans, we'd be happy to sit down and talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Dylan Hendricks welcoming you back inside Mount City High School. Kurt Kilman is our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school ball. 2 minutes, 51 seconds to play in this one, the third-place girls' consolation game. Our score, Mount City 43, Bishop LeBlanc 34. Mount City trailed 7-0 to start the ball game. Reeled off 12 straight points to go up 12-7 and have never looked back. But now we're getting down to crunch time here, under 3 minutes to play, 2:51 on the clock. And again, it's 43-34, Mount City.
And no fouls this quarter for the Golden Eagles, so they're going to have to foul five times if they want to put the Panthers at the line.
Inbound pass comes into Meadows with the basketball. Salem Meadows works to the right elbow. Oh, there's a steal. Fast break coming the other way, trying to go all the way in for the driving layup. Blocked nicely. Beautifully job there done defensively by Maggie Osborne. On the play, the ball was stolen on the fast break. Going down with it was Gracie Wolf. And somehow Osborne got up and just swatted that basketball away on the layup. It'll belong to Bishop LeBlanc. Turnaround shot, crazy in the paint, up and off, no good. There's Osborne with the rebound. Hey, Maggie Osborne, she's had a ball game tonight, hasn't she? All right, 43-34. The lead is down to 9, 2:27 to go. The clock right now is Mount City's friend. I'm amazed how LeBlanc is sitting back here in this man-to-man and just letting them run clock. There's the ball tipped away into backcourt, but it was tipped, so they recover the ball and throw it back to Maggie Osborne. Osborne gives it up to Farr. You want Osborne and Farr handling the basketball up here if you possibly can. To the left side to Meadows. Meadows finds Farr. Coming up on 2 minutes. They're going to have to start fouling pretty quick here. A cross-court pass goes over to Messer. Messer lobs it inside to Osborne, into the corner. Oh, McDonald's going to take a three and hit it. Oh, Danica McDonald, that's one where the coach looks up and says, what are you? Good job. That's the way that one works. 46-34, a 12-point lead now for Mount City. In the paint, the ball is stolen away with the steal. Danica McDonald. McDonald, the sophomore, she hits a three and then comes down to court and gets the steal. She's doing well for a sophomore. 46-34, driving to the basket. It's far. Safe from going out of bounds. The ball goes to LeBlanc. 46-34, down to a minute 24. Stolen right back with the steal the other direction. Comes far, a whistle, and a foul.
Going to get that one on number 14, Ella Freezy. That is her fourth, but just the first of the quarter here for the Golden Eagles, and only 1:21 left. And with no shot clock, you're going to have to start battling.
Here's Amber Sellis checking into the lineup now. Apparently a ball handler here for them. 46-34. Things are looking pretty good for Mount City. We're down to a minute 19 to go. Clock is running. Look at this. They're letting them just run clock out here. No pressure. Farr goes into the corner. A long three is up and good. Hitting the three is Meadows, Salem Meadows. Who would expect those two sophomores to come up and pop in threes in the final 2 minutes of the ballgame? Pretty much sealing this puppy. 49-34, biggest lead yet of the ballgame, up by 15. Here's a three from the corner that's up and off, no good. The shot put up by Gracie Wolf. The pair of sophomores, McDonald's and Meadows, are coming up here and nailing these threes in the final 2 minutes. when you think you're going to be taking time off the clock. Nobody told him, I guess. Shot is up off the glass. Won't go for Frazee. Coming down with a rebound, Celis. Celis gives the ball back to Farr, and Farr will dribble it down with under a minute to play. They're going to pick her up in backcourt and put on pressure. Cathcart comes after Farr. Farr looks across court. Goes over to Osborne. Osborne works the dribble, top of the circle, right side of the lane. Feeds it back to McDonald. Again, they find Osborne just running clock. 30 seconds to play. This puppy's over. Mound City's going to take third place in their own tournament here. Top of the key is Osborne. 49-34, 15-point lead. The clock down to 22 seconds. Apparently, they're not going to foul, realizing they'd have to foul four more times. They're just content to step back, and they're going to let Mound City dribble this puppy out and take the win tonight. Mound City fans starting to come up to their feet and applaud. 49-34 is going to be your final score tonight. The Mound City Panthers defeating Bishop LeBlanc 49-34 to take third place honors in the 68th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. Don't go away. We'll have a post-game show for you. We're going to give you a complete individualized running tab here of the scoring as each individual, and we'll let you know how your favorite player did in tonight's ball game. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hubman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Hubman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Hubman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Hubman at Hubman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Hubman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Hubman's Ford entire inventory online at HubmansFord.com. Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This live coverage of the Mound City Tournament was brought to you this year in part by our premier sponsors, Hiawatha Implement in Mound City and Hiawatha, Scheib Drainage in Oregon, Missouri, Shurag of Forest City, Missouri, Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri, Northwest Ag of Mound City, then VTC Bank with locations in Oregon and throughout the state, and of course, our Mound City sponsor, Yoakum Services, here in Mound City. And with the final scoring recap of the night, it's Randy Gatula.
All right, let's break it down for you here again. The final tonight, it was the Mound City girls defeating Bishop LeBlanc 49-34, your final. Individual scoring for Bishop LeBlanc, only one player in double figures. That was Ella Frazee. She had a big night. She finished with 19 in the contest. Katie Sagel had 5, and then there are 5 other girls with 2 points each. Mara Roca, Gracie Wolf, Grace Giles, Ryland Connard, and Kendall Cathcart, each finishing with 2 points for their grand total of 34. Free throw shooting tonight for the Golden Eagles. They made 12 out of 16 at the charity stripe. Now for your Mound City Panthers, a big night tonight for Maggie Osborne. Maggie had a great first half, 18 points by halftime. She only added 3 more individual shots down here on the free throw line and ended up with 21 on the night to lead the scoring for Mound City. Peyton Farr ended up with 14 in the contest in double figures. Salem Meadows was 6. Danica McDonald was 6. Sophie Bierman added 2. That adds up to 49. From the free throw line, the Panthers hit 7 out of 11. Again, the final 49-34, Mound City with the win. And you know what sticks out in my mind? We got into the final 2 minutes. The game was still in doubt. I mean, it wasn't sealed away by any means. It looks like Mound City's going to start just taking time off the clock. Danica McDonald, a sophomore, she saw it differently. They left her open in the corner. She popped in a 3. Next trip down, Salem Meadows says, well, if she can do it, I'm a sophomore, I can do it. She pops in a 3, and those two sophomores just kind of put the ribbon on the package here and wrapped it up and paved the way for this 49-34 win. Congratulations to Maggie Osborne. Big ball game for her. They got the ball in her hands. She was so effective, especially in that first half. In the earlier game played tonight that we had for you here, the Maryville JV's Foofhounds defeated the South Hole Boys in the consolation bracket of the boys tournament. The final on that one was 61-32. The Maryville Foofhounds got that one. Dylan, we got lots of Nebraska basketball coming up here between now and Christmas. It's going to be a busy week next week. I know Tuesday night, I believe, you are in Fall City, right?
Tuesday night, I will be in Fall City as Nottoway Valley comes and visits the Tigers. Tigers will be looking for their first win of the year for both boys and girls action. If you're looking for some more basketball action this weekend, you can't wait till Tuesday. Tomorrow, 4 p.m., we'll have the Husker men taking on in-state rival Creighton. That'll be a good one. Husker men off to an 8-0 start on the year. And a quick scoring update for all you local sports fans out there of our college teams around the area. Nebraska volleyball takes set one from Kansas State, 25-17. And the second round of the NCAA volleyball tournament.
And on Sunday, 101.3 high school basketball next week. Tuesday night, I will be in Johnson, Nebraska. Johnson Rock is hosting the Palmyra Panthers. That will be a girl-boy doubleheader. Then on Friday, I'll be traveling with the Auburn Bulldogs up to Murdoch, Nebraska. It'll be Auburn taking on the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, also a girl-boy doubleheader. So basketball Tuesday night and Friday night here in on Sunday, 101.3. Well, before we wrap it up here tonight, I want to say once again what a wonderful pleasure it has been for us to come to this 68th annual Mound City Tournament. Our good friends over here, Corey Miles, the superintendent of schools, Jake Shipman, who is the activities director. We can't neglect to mention the folks up in the hospitality room, the ladies. They put together some great food up there for us. We are always treated like royalty when we come over to Mound City. And this, the 28th year, I'm just sorry that my buddy John Nixon couldn't be with us tonight. John, the hospitality room was great. I'll just rub it in a little bit. We'll let you know that.
But, and it seems like ages ago we had our snow day on Monday where we didn't get a play.
Yeah. So anyway, we certainly appreciate the fine hospitality. We can't say thank you enough to all the folks here at Mound City, and we'll certainly look forward to being back again next year for the next edition of the Mound City Tournament. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage here. For Dylan Hendricks here in the booth with me, and Kirk Kilman, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. We'll leave you with the final score in these games. In the first one tonight, it was the Maryville Foofhounds 61-32 over South Hole. And in the game just completed, the Mound City Panthers with the win over Bishop LeBlanc. The girls got the win 49-34. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to our live coverage of the Mound City Tournament right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Good night, everybody.